so cold, he thought, remembering the warm halls of Winterfell, where the hot waters ran through the walls like blood through a man's body. There was scant warmth to be found in Castle Black. The walls were cold here, and the people colder. No one had told him the Night's Watch would be like this, no one except Tyrion Lannister. The dwarf had given him the truth on the road north, but by then it had been too late. John wondered if his father had known what the war would be like. He must have, he thought. That only made it hurt the worse. Even his uncle had abandoned him in this cold place at the end of the world. Up here, the genial Benjamin Stark he had known became a different person. He was a first ranger, and he spent his days and nights with Lord Commander Mormont and Maester Aemon and the other high officers, while John was given over to the less than tender charge of Sir Alistair Thorne. 3 days after their arrival, John had heard that Benjamin Stark was to lead a half-dozen men on a ranging into the Haunted Forest. That night he sought out his uncle in the great timbered common hall and pleaded to go with him. Benjamin refused him curtly. "This is not Winterfell," he told him, as he cut his meat with fork and dagger. "On the wall, a man gets only what he earns. You're no ranger, John, only a green boy with a smell of summer still on you." Stupidly, John argued. "I'll be 15 on my name day," he said, "almost a man grown."